Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, and welcome to your morning pep talk. I'm always excited when I get back-to-back nonprofits in here chatting about what they're doing in the community and what you can be a part of. So up next, we have our friends from the NECI Project. We have Sarah LeFevers, Kelsey Hill, and Katie Cantrell, who's, don't be nervous, we got this girl. We're going to have so much fun, okay? So Sarah, I want to jump on over so you can just tell everybody right off the bat your mission, who you guys are, and what you do in the community.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jen. And Jen Barr is a huge part of our organization as well and is just a great friend of all of us. And so thank you for the opportunity to come in here and share the mission. The NECI Project, which NECI, N-I-S-S-I, stands for the Network of Immediate Services for Survivors International. And what we strive to do is to provide short-term immediate care for victims of human trafficking coming out of their trafficking experience, whether that's through identification or rescue, or just themselves seeking a way out of the life. And so we provide that through working with healthcare professionals, law enforcement, and search and rescue teams specifically. And then we are actually going to be opening our first term, short-term immediate care facility right here in Northwest Florida in a few months. And we're really excited about that. We've just seen the open doors and it's really been embraced by our community, our mission, and our mission, which is to bridge that gap for survivors, because as we've seen, survivors oftentimes don't have the resources once they leave the life or once they get rescued to be able to have that long-term sustainability. And so we want to provide just that place for them to go to get the care that they need, but also the advocacy that they need. Mm-hmm. And then we help them find that long-term aftercare service that they're looking for to be able to help them find that restoration and get rehabilitated back into society, and then transport them to whatever aftercare service that looks like to them. And excellent. So we're really excited to be able to serve those survivors in that specific way.
Yeah, and I mean, you kind of went into it too. I was going to ask just for our listeners, and hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on Pep Talk. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to text in as long as you're not driving, 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe you want to be a part of this as well. We're going to give you the opportunity, but I wanted to kind of embellish on why is this service, and that's what I'll call it, is why is it so necessary for survivors?
Yes.
How will it change the trajectory of their future?
That's a great question. So right now it's estimated that only 1% of survivors of trafficking survive their experience. And that is either physical or the fact that a lot of them return to the life, A, because they don't have the resources needed to be able to find long-term sustainable solutions. And so a lot, we hear the term survival trafficking, where they traffic themselves because they need a place to stay. They need a meal. They don't know what tomorrow is going to look like for them or if they're going to make it to tomorrow. And so those resources are so necessary because, again, a lot of aftercare services, which we have a network of aftercare services that we work with, and they're all incredible, but a lot of them have qualifications where survivors have to meet those qualifications in order to receive that care, which is necessary. But we want to be able to help them meet those qualifications and help them get to that step, because we see them funneled between rescue or identification, and oftentimes they're given a hotel voucher for a few nights. They're given a list of resources and expected to reach out to those places on their own. And so we want to provide that advocacy, but also that safe environment for them to help them get to that solution that they so desperately desire.
Yes. And so having that need there will basically take it from them slipping back through the cracks, mm-hmm. back into the life. Or many people, you know, there's a myth out there with commercial sex workers too, that they choose there, but a lot of it can be coming from trauma.
Right.
So I love bridging the gap from rescue to restoration and taking survivors out of that moment when they're not figuring, they don't know how to get to the next step, and helping mm-hmm. them navigate to that. So I want to switch over and talk about, you know, what does it take to get funds for an organization like this? Like you said, this is one of the first ones in Florida, if not the
Anywhere.
First one.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
this
from
is
our
huge.
Research, this and talking to national experts and our partners nationally and also on the state side, no one's really figured out how to do this. And it's not that we figured it out either. It's definitely going to be trial and error, but we feel like it's so necessary that we're just going to do it with the resources we have and then build upon that with best practices and so forth that can then be replicated in other communities, because it's not about our organization. It's not about one person. We want to create a template that can be replicated in every community because the need is so great. And so we want to be able to gift that to other organizations and other communities to be able to do what we're going to do in providing those short-term immediate care facilities.
And so one of the questions that I get a lot if we talk about this topic on air is, where do the victims and survivors come from? And like Sarah mentioned, y'all have a partnership with different organizations mm-hmm. and as well as law enforcement. So you're not just going out and picking them up off the street.
Don't advise that.
No, you're doing it the proper way. They're getting the medical care that they need. Mm-hmm. So then when they come to the facility, they can be at peace mm-hmm. for a moment and be able to rest while everybody behind the scenes finds them the place that they need to go next for the rest of their healing journey.
Right.
So before we go into our commercial break, I want to talk about a really cool thing that you guys are doing to raise funds for the respite care facility. And Kelsey Hill, I'm going to switch it over to you. I see I'm staring at you, although my reflection is actually looking back at me from the plexiglass. But I want to talk about what a beautiful idea you have to make it fun for people to raise awareness and raise funds for something that's not really easy to talk about.
Sure. So I'm a hairstylist. I have my own business downtown in Pensacola. My husband's active duty military, so I'm not shy at all with making new friends really quickly. Sarah and I hit it off early on when we first moved here, working and volunteering for another organization that deals with the same sort of idea with victims of human trafficking. And so she was in my chair and I was doing her hair, doing what I do best. And we were just talking and communicating about, you know, our passions. And I've always had a knack for event coordinating. I've always had kind of a knack for communicating with just the community and bringing people together for fun events. And I was just talking with her about a past event that I've done, and we wanted to replicate that here. And so we are doing a fashion show called Fashioned for More in May, and it's going to be very exciting, so I can't wait to talk about that.
Yes, Fashioned for More. And so that's geared towards letting these survivors know that they're made for more, their life can be more, correct?
Absolutely.
And so for the event side, is it open to the public? Are there going to be tickets pretty much for sale for everyone?
So right now you can register online. We are going to have a capacity of possibly up to 150. That's still kind of being discussed just to COVID guidelines.
Sure.
So if you'd like to be in person, now's the time to get that ticket before they run out. But we are offering some exciting virtual options. So you can buy your ticket at a discounted price online. And, you know, due to COVID, everyone is a lot more comfortable with Zoom and virtual parties and just having a good time online. And so we've come up with some creative ways to have some fun from your living room or with the girlfriends or with your spouse, and to help support Nisi and watch a fun fashion show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday I had the Pensacola Opera on, and they're going to have virtual tickets so people can stay home in their jammies and watch the Pensacola Opera. Like, I mean, you know, if you can do that, we can do anything. And I think we have seen that if people are really concerned about like this, they will take part of it. And yes, we want everybody to be safe. We don't want anybody to be concerned. I know we have chatted before in the past about how even in person, there's going to be all those proper COVID precautions for people. So you don't have to worry, and you can definitely take part of it. So I want to chat more about that, whether you need volunteers or not. And we have an opportunity. We're going to talk to Katie in a second. I'm side-eyeing you. So stick around. We have more with the Nisi Project when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car: Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Never be bored again, Pensacola. Find ways to get out and play today at PlayPensacola.com. You'll find 93 parks and open spaces to visit, youth and adult sports programs, resource centers with activities for all ages, golf, tennis, and tons of special events. View the most recent activity guide with over 200 programs and events to choose from. Subscribe to our PlayUp email subscriber list and follow us on Facebook. Go online to PlayPensacola.com today and get out and play.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Ombudsman Program, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you a volunteer who loves a challenge? Do you have the talent and compassion to advocate for Florida's most vulnerable residents? Join a statewide network of volunteer citizens who help those who many times cannot help themselves. Call the Florida Ombudsman Program at 1-888-831-0404 or visit us at ombudsman.myflorida.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. So we're looking forward to seeing you at the parades, the festivals, and special fundraising events. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. And if you want to chime in to today's show, please feel free to text or call 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. We're chatting with the Nisi Project. We have Sarah, Kelsey, and Katie here. And I want to chat a little bit more because the fashion show is pretty much like your big fundraising event of the year, correct?
Yes.
So this is the opportunity for people to get dressed up. We don't really get to do that anymore.
It's going to be so exciting.
And be able to give back to pretty much one of the biggest causes in need, in my opinion, in our world. So I know you have some more things that you want to share about the Fashion for More event, Kelsey.
Yeah, so we kind of left off with COVID guidelines, and I just wanted to mention that the Nisi Project, we are from the finest of details, being very intentional with caring for our patrons who are going to be attending, We have volunteers and interns from local colleges that are going to be helping administer temperature checks and passing out masks if someone comes without one, and requiring all the CDC guidelines with social distancing. So we're really proud to just make sure that if you do decide that you want to come and dress up and have a good time and support the NECI project in person, that we your safety is first and foremost.
I love that. Thank you so much for doing that and putting people's minds at ease so they can actually enjoy and do something fun.
Absolutely.
While raising money for a good cause. So, and I want to talk a little bit more about how can people get involved? Are people allowed to sign up to be volunteers for Fashion for More? Are you looking for volunteers? How are you guys going about that?
Specifically for Fashion for More, we are looking for volunteers in a lot of different aspects, whether you are a business owner and you'd like to sponsor, which we definitely need sponsors, because at the end of the day, the NECI project, in order to facilitate and to run this respite house for these victims, you know, we do need funds. But allowing our community members to use their skill sets, their natural skill sets, their the things that they are good at, to utilize those attributes into the NECI project, we are open arms. And that's what I love about the NECI project. We really inspire not only women, but our community to take action and what they know best. And so if you're a business owner and you want to get creative, please reach out. We've got several different ways to do that. You can visit our website at thenisiproject.org. And you can find several different people and ways to get involved and to reach out to me specifically, Kelsey Hill, who I'm the communications director. So please reach out to me if you'd like to get involved, if you are a business owner. If you are a patron and you just don't know how to get involved, you can definitely reach out to Katie, and she can let you know how you can get involved as well with not only Fashion for More, but the NECI project too.
Excellent. And Katie, you are the volunteer coordinator.
Yes,
I love the word coordinator, by the way. It's one of my favorite words. You can add that to a list. But so with being a volunteer coordinator, you're pretty much bringing in an army of supporters.
Yes.
To help out in all the different areas. And I mean, I remember stuffing envelopes with my baby attached to me. I remember making bead necklaces and things like that. So it, when it comes to volunteers, it's pretty much like you just need all hands on deck.
Yeah, definitely. Just all hands on deck. And with NECI, there's all different ways to get involved and raise awareness. We really just believe in coming as you are, and NECI is all about using your skill set, whatever you're comfortable doing.
Love
I mean,
it.
There's all different fundraisers and events and prevention training, and our short-term immediate care facility will be in need of volunteers as well. So there's just all different ways to get involved. It's not all up front. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that people want to do if they're at home and just not comfortable with getting out and really getting involved. There's tons of things that we could get you set up with. So my name is Katie, and I'm the volunteer coordinator, so you could reach out to me anytime.
Excellent. So I believe, if I'm correct, you guys have an event coming up specifically this weekend, if my memory serves me correctly. I apologize. And it has to do with volunteers. Why don't
you so it's
chat about that?
Yes, so it's actually tomorrow, which is March 5th, Friday, at 5:30, and that is our volunteer training. It's our first one that NECI is putting on. So if you want to get involved, we would love to have you. We have a event link on the NECI Project Facebook page where you could sign up to come to the training, and we'd love to see you, love to have you.
And so at the volunteer training, what will people maybe experience it? People who, you know, you have people come to you, right? And they're like, I don't really know about this, but I want to learn more.
Right.
Are we going to have some training there, 101, or like just basics? I don't know. How do you explain
that? We are going to have some trainings and some 101s. We also have a survivor that will be there and sharing her story. So you'll be able to hear that, and just lots of ways to get involved with NECI. So that's pretty much our starting point for our volunteers, just to know where they can be plugged in.
Okay, that's the initial launch pad in getting involved,
right?
Because that will, let's back up, talking about having a volunteer there, I mean a survivor there, excuse me, that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we can't wait.
You get to hear that story of trial and triumph, and being able to see that strength that comes from healing, and what NECI is going to be a part of, and how you want to see more of that happen and more survivors be able to stand up and be able to be at a volunteer orientation or at a Fashion for More fashion show, you know, and be able to take them and elevate them to the next level. So I do enjoy being able to go to classes and learning. I love that. But also having the story aspect behind it is really powerful. So huge kudos to you guys for being able to bring something in that can really impact people. And hey, if you have a question for our girls here, 437-1620, we have more to chat about with the NECI Project. Stick around.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over 1 million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies, inspect your fire protection systems and devices, hygienically launder your uniforms, and keep you well-stocked with the leading hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. Learn how Cintas can help you open your doors with confidence.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
These eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight, tonight. And let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on, from now on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's your morning pep talk, and I'm Jenna Barr in studio with the NECI Project. These girls are phenomenal, getting people involved in the fight for being a voice for survivors of human trafficking. And everyone knows, for the most part, that this is something that is close to my heart, and I want more and more people to get involved in and support. So how do we do that, Sarah?
Well, as you heard, we have our volunteer training tomorrow at 5:30. So please head over to our Facebook page at the NECIproject.org, and you can click on the event link there and register. We have a virtual option as well as in person. Come learn how to volunteer with us. As we stated, we don't just have the, you know, we want those out of the box ways for people to get involved using their skill sets, what they're good at, what they're passionate about, their circles, to be able to influence change and raise awareness for this cause. So you may say, I don't want to kick down doors and you know, be in the nitty gritty aspect of trafficking, and that's fine. There's different layers of it. Mm-hmm. And we do believe at the NECI Project that there is room for everybody and that everybody can be involved at some level. So please come join us. You can reach out to us by email, team@thenecyproject.org, online, thenecyproject.org, for both Facebook and Instagram, and then also our website, thenecyproject.org.